Hey, hon. I'm thinking about growing my hair out again. What do you think? I mean, I love the pixie cut, but it's just getting old. No shit, it's my body. But what do you think? Would you enjoy it long? Do you think? I know. It's one of those she who must not be named things, isn't it? Oh, it totally is. Man, I'm getting better at spotting those things faster. Okay, let me see if I can put it together. So I asked your opinion on how I wear my hair, and you get uncomfortable and assert that your opinion doesn't matter. Which, like, I see where you're going with it, but you're also wrong. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So, okay, I'm gonna say, she didn't like for you to have an opinion about how she looked or like have preferences. I see. And by chance, did this include preferences relating to how she dressed? Well, that explains a thing or two. Well, just communication matters, I suppose. It's been frustrating that you've been so reluctant to tell me what you like. Remember the lingerie? Yeah, anytime I ask you about something in particular, you simply say, looks good, and kind of gives me nothing to go on. I'm left guessing on what you actually prefer. No, babe. That's the thing, though. It's not because of you. No. Look, if I notice that you like such and such or a clothing style, it makes me more powerful, see? I might start wearing it more when I want to elicit certain reactions. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not doing it because you like it, or I mean, not just because you like it. It's not like I would replace my whole wardrobe with things I hated simply because you liked them. That's not what I'm saying, and it's not who I am. You know that. Just whether or not you enjoy something impacts how I feel about it. Okay, for example, you know that crop top I wear all the time. Yeah, I never used to wear it that often. I mean, I liked it. I did buy it. But I was always a little self-conscious in it. My belly isn't exactly washboard abs, but I had it on once while you were a little tipsy, a little tired, and you offhandedly mentioned how great I looked in it. Like 3 times in 20 minutes. It was adorable. So, if I know you like something, shirt, hairstyle, whatever, that makes me feel like I like it more. Not makes me wear it more for your sake, despite not liking it, makes me genuinely like it more. Because it feels good. Because your opinion matters. It makes me feel good about myself. All because making you feel good feels good. All right. Well, I can keep telling you this, and I mean, I will, but historically, you, my darling, get the message a little easier when I show you. Hang on a second. Okay, this is just a gut intuition guess, but my sense is that this crop top and these yoga pants are peak things. The things you like from my casual wear. Yes. Oh, you're desperately trying not to stare face. I'll take that as a yes. Well, babe, part of why I like wearing both of these, perhaps together, is that maybe more than once you gave me that exact look after I did yoga in these. You were trying so hard not to stare. I think somehow it feels vulnerable. To let me know what you like. What if I like how you are looking at me right now when I stretch? Oh gosh, there's that little swell of underboob peeking out. Oh, you know what I like even better when you look at me? When you touch me. God, I love your hands on my waist like that, on my belly, on my hips. It's intoxicating. And you know you want to slide a hand up under my shirt. That's it. Feels so good on my nipples. Here, do that. Why kiss me? Don't stop. You remember how I feel about blowjobs, right? Oh, good. Get those pants off. Let me get on my knees in front of you. This crop top and no bra. Oh, you're so hard, babe. I'm glad you've gotten more comfortable with this. I really do like licking you. You taste so good. You can put your hands on my head. I love how you look at me. You know, I feel like we haven't quite made full use of this shirt's primary design element. Well, look, your cock nestles so nicely between my tits. They're so very accessible in this shirt, you can't take your eyes off of. Go on, fuck my tits. I mean, really, the shirt's barely even out of place. Look, it's like it was designed for covert tit fucking. I could be fucking you in one moment, then going to the gym in the next. Oh, is that what you're thinking about every time I wear this? Oh, well, I guess it will be now. You like how they slide up and down? So soft. Pillows caressing your cock. God. Every time I wear this shirt, you're going to remember this moment. Your opinion matters to me. And what about the pants? I know they look good on. Is there a particular way you'd like to enjoy them off? Okay. Let me just turn around on all fours here. Biting my lip, looking over my shoulder at you.
not just peel them down. That's right. Oh, you like this sort of half-naked, pants down, just far enough look. See, babe, this is why communication is important. I've never known to keep them half on for you. Oh, sure, that makes sense. Framing my pussy. I like it. Oh, yeah. Get that dick in me. I need it. Of course. Of course I'm sopping wet. Haven't you been listening? Oh, yeah, all the way in, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck more. Don't stop. Just put your hands on my hips. Really pull me onto you. I don't know what's gotten into you, but oh, fuck. I love it. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Tell me how sexy I am. Tell me how good you are at fucking me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say the words. Yes. Oh, yeah, you are. You are good at fucking me. I love that you love it. Oh, God, babe. It's so hot. Oh, God. Say it again. Oh, God. Oh, you're going to make me come. Oh, so close. So close. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Please, babe. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, you didn't come. Okay, stud. All the more fun for me. How do you want to finish, huh? Can I suck you off? Come here. Don't come. Enjoy it. My pants are out. My thighs. My shirt pulled down. Yes, I'm still sopping wet. You know what? I like more than I used to, huh? Your cum. Your cum on my face. To be clear, I was low-key into facials before you, but with you, God, it's all anything. Do you remember the first time you came on my face? Well, I was rubbing myself. And I came at the same time. Do you think that was just because I like putting on a show for you? It wasn't. You made me come. Seeing you this excited gets me off. Knowing how sexy you find me gets me off. Knowing how to please you gets me off. Well, you come on my face. God, babe. So sexy, so desired, and also, well, delightfully slutty. So go on. I can tell you're close. Come on my face. On my face. Oh, fuck, babe. Do it. Oh, there you go. Oh, come. Come on. Hey. Come on. All over. Oh, wow, that's oh, so much. So warm. Clean you. Suck the last little bits out.
You like seeing it drip down my chin? Tastes good. Hey, how are you feeling? Good? Perfect. You really came through with all that dirty talk. It was amazing. I knew you had it in you, and I love that you're starting to feel more comfortable expressing yourself with me. I know. I know that for a long time, maybe that didn't feel super safe. It felt like a risk, but you did it. I know it was hard. Thank you for being so vulnerable with me. Oh, hon, you are pretty easy to love on. I mean, I'll like be moderately considerate, and you get this look on your face like I'm being the best thing to ever happen to you. Makes me wanna put your ex in a triangle and just choke her out a little bit. But it also makes me feel like I'm doing something right, taking good care of you. That feels amazing. I know it was scary, but thank you for letting me love you.